I wanted to go over some of the points from yesterday, but maybe we'll first discuss the Tosfos and the Vade Ka'aka part of the sugya, and then we'll come back and revisit the Yesod that we brought out yesterday and understanding what is happening by the Tanai Bashvis. Okay, we have a sugya here in our Gemara, which brings a machokes Rav and Shmuel regarding Ona. This is a question where a person makes a Tanai in a Mechira. Amnas She'en Recha Olai Ona. Rav says that a Tanai is Batel, Yesh Lo Olav Ona. The halachas of Ona remain in effect. Shmuel says, Ein Olav Ona. That means that the Tanai works. The Gemara brings this down as a kasha on the Memer that was quoted here by Shmuel regarding Shemitah. That Shmuel says that if a person makes a Tanai at the time of the Halva, Amenas, Shelo Tishmeteni Shvius, Shvius Mishametes, that means that the Tanai doesn't work, and yet by Ona he holds that the Tanai could work, Tanai Shebe Mamon, to go against the Torah. The Gemara gives the answer based on Rav Anan, who explained that when it comes to Ona, it depends on how the phrase is used. If you say Ein Lecha Olai Ona, that is a halacha that it works, Ein Lecha Olai Ona. However, Emunas She'ein Bo Ona, that would not work, Hare Yesh Bo Ona. The way Rashi seems to say Pshat, because what you're saying is, I'm promising you there's no Ona, but it's not true, so it's Baran B'Telem and it's a Mekach Tos. But then it carries over to Shemitah as well, and we talk about two different ways that you can formulate the Tanai. If you say, Amenas Shelo Tishmeteni Bishvius, then the Tanai works, then Ein Shvius Meshamtaso. Shmuel would hold in that case, it would be just like you find a case by Ona that would work. Ein Lecha Olai Ona, so you have a similar case over here, Shelo Tishmeteni Bishvius. But if he says, Shelo Tishmeteni Shvius, that's where the Tanai doesn't work, Shvius Meshamtaso. And why is that true? Why doesn't the Tanai work? Rashi says, Shvius is not Mesur Biyado. You're speaking about the concept of Shvius, not relative to the person, then the Tanai cannot override the Torah. The way Tosfos learns, that's the problem by Ona as well. When it comes to Ona, when you say Ein Bo Ona, what you're really saying is that there should be no Lav of Losonu, that you can't do. You can only speak in terms of the person's being Mochel. That's the sugya here. We struggled yesterday, we'll come back to it, explaining exactly what is happening when you make a Tanai of Lo Tishmeteni Ata B'Shvius. Exactly how does that work? If the Torah comes along and cancels a Chov, exactly what are you saying to the person? What do you want the person to do? By Ona, you want the person to be Mochel with his Tviya of Ona. By Shvius, if you assume that the Chov was cancelled, so what exactly is the Tanai? What are you trying to make the person agree to? Meanwhile, in that Gemara, the Gemara has two ways to understand the machokes between Rav and Shmuel by Ona. In light of the machokes Tanayim, that also disagree about whether you can make a Tanai to override the Torah by Dabbe Shebem Mamon, the machokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. When a person makes a Tanai with the woman at the time of the Kiddushin, She'en Lach Alai, She'er Kisus Va'ona, so She'er Kisus is Dabbe Shebem Mamon. So according to Rav Meir, you can't make a Tanai on Dabbe Shebem Mamon to override the Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, by Dabbe Shebem Mamon, since it's our, we have bailus over our Mamon, so even though by making a Tanai like that, you're going to override the Torah, to know Kayim, the way that the Rashba and other Rishonim learn, in effect, what you have in Rabbi Yehuda is in a mechil on the part of the woman. The woman is mochel, that right that she has in monetarily to get the money of Sheikh Sus. So what you have here in this Tanai is she's mocha, which is against the Torah. The Torah says that she shouldn't be. She should get shirksus. But she agrees not to. So you can have such a Tanai, but Dabbe Shebem Mamon, that's Shitas Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says you can't. So initially the Gemara says that it would seem that Rav, who holds that if you make a Tanai, Ein Lecha Olai Ona, it doesn't work, that would fit with who? With Rav Meir, that you can't make a Tanai, I'm not saying, and Shmuel, who says that you can make a Tanai to take away the Din Ona by saying, Ein Lach Alai Ona, so he goes like Rav Yehuda. That's initially what the Gemara suggests, that's what Abai says over there. later on. But anyway, the Gemara says we can actually work out that Rav goes according to everybody, even according to Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel goes according to everybody, even according to Rav Meir. How so? So the Gemara explains, Amalach Rav, another Amri afil Rav Yehuda, Ad kanu kam Rav Yehuda hasa, ela di yada ve kamachla, avol hacha mi yada de machil. Namely, Rav Yehuda only said it in a case of Shexus Leona, where she knows what she's giving up. She knows what she's being mochel, and because of that, the Tanai takes effect over the Torah by Davish Abimamon, because you can have the Mechila built into the at the time of the Tanai. She knows what she's giving up, and therefore the Tanai works. However, over here, by Ona, Miyada, you don't know. So, to that extent, it's not good enough to have a Tanai where you can't be sure that there's something that you know you're being mochel. So therefore, Rav says it's worse by Ona than over there. That's one half of the Gemara. For our purposes and our Tosis, we have to look at the second part. Each part is a sugya by itself. The truth is, we could learn this, we could go through this more carefully. But just for our purposes, and mitzamsem, the next part of the sugya, Shmuel Amar another Amri afilu Rav Meir. So even though Rav Meir holds that you can make a knai of Shexus Va'ona, that she should be the prof Shexus Va'ona, but here it's better. Why? Because Ad kamukam Rav Meir Hassan Ela Devadai Ka'okar. Rav Meir's limitation on making a Tanai by Shexus Va'ona is because it's Vadai Ka'okar. You are for sure uprooting the Torah when you tell the woman, Vishas Kedushin, I don't want you to have Shexus. Whereas over here, by Ona, Miyemar de Ka'okar. Rashi says, Shema lo yehi ba'ona. Over there, it's Vade Oka B'Shasa Tanai. Rashi says, Oker Dibbe Torah, that the Torah imposes the Chiyuv Shexus Va'ona, and you're Oker the Chova Me'olav. So that's called a Tanai Labra Dibbe Torah, even though it's Dabashab B'Mamon, it doesn't work. But when the Tanai is not Vadai Oker the Torah like Ona, that's where Shmuel holds that it can work, even according to Rav Meir. Now, what are exactly the parameters of this notion of Vade Ka'akar, Lo Vade Ka'akar? So here we're speaking in terms of Ona versus Shexus Va'ona. Shexus Va'ona is Vade Ka'akar. Clearly, you want to take away the Chi of Shexus Va'ona. So therefore, it doesn't work for Rav Meir. Whereas Ona, maybe there's no Ona. Now we have to figure out, where does Shvius fall in this? The Gemara in Bava Tzvi doesn't discuss Shvius. But our Gemara brings in Shvius. And the Gemara initially has the kasha on Shmuel. How can Shmuel say by Shvius that it doesn't work, that the Tanai doesn't work, and Shvius is Meshamet? I, Shmuel, holds by Ona that you can make a Tanai. And if you say, Engel Chalai Ona, Engel Lav Ona, that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gives an explanation with Ravana, and it works out that it depends how you phrase the Tanai by Shvius. Comes to Osis and asks, so to begin with, what's the Gemara asking? What's the big problem? When you read the Gemara through on Bamitzia, you see that Shmuel's halacha of Ona, that you can make a Tanai, can even go according to Rav Meir. And what makes this different and better than Rav Meir is the fact that here, by Ona, it's La Vade Ka'akar, whereas by Rav Meir's case, it's Vade Ka'akar. It says, Tosfos V'im Tomar, Midami. What's the comparison that you're asking from Ona to Shvius? After all, Hacha HaShvius Vade Okar. Here, when you make a Tanai, Amnas Yotish Meteni Shvius. So the reason why Shmuel will say this, the Tanai is invalid and Shvius is Meshamet, is because it fails the test of La Vade Kaakar. Here it's Vade Kaakar, it's like Sherksus. Avohasam over there by Ona, Mi Ema Da Okar, Kidamin Bazov. Shemeloye by Ona. So Tosus takes the Gemara, that Gemara goes on and says that Shmuel can even work with Rav Meir and differentiating Ona in the case of Rav Meir of Shexus Va'ona, because here by Ona it's Lav Vadei Ka'akar, and there it is. Says Tosus, so where would you put Shvius on the spectrum? So Tosus assumes in the question that Shvius is called Vadei Akar. So therefore, what's the Hokasha? Before we get to Ravana and everything, the seemingly when the Gemara says in Bamitzia that Rav Shmuel's halacha is specific to Onah as opposed to Rav Meir, where he would agree to Rav Meir by Sheik Sus, Gazir Tzvadei Kalker. Here it's not. No, so Shemitah is also Vadei Oker, unlike Onah. It's Tosis' question. What is Tosis' answer? V'yishlomar, Dahachi Nami, Miyema Da'okar, Shema Yifro Lo Kodem. Tosfos says, no, you can look at Shavuos and compare it to Onah. Why? Because you don't see in this Tanai that it's for sure going to contradict the Torah. It's only going to contradict the Torah if it comes out that Shavuos passes and you haven't paid yet, and now you're going to pay after Shavuos. But for all we know, you'll pay before Shavuos, so it won't necessarily clash with the Torah. Where Sheik Sus, it's going to be a clash. No, it's inevitably, there's a clash. There's no way that it won't be that way. You're taking away Chiyuv HaTorah of Sheik Sus. Here, even though at the time of the Tanai, you're saying there shouldn't be a din of Shavuos is Meshamet, but Lemaisa, practically, if you pay before, then there won't actually be an Akira. So that's called La Vadei Ka'ak. Interesting. So what exactly would Tosfos think in the question? What was Tosfos Machadish? Let's go back. What would Tosfos think in the question? Why would he call it Vadei Ka'ak? And it's different than Onah. It's interesting. I mean, it's not just Tosfos in the quest, Tosfos in the Teretz. Lemaisa, the Ramban clearly disagrees with Tosfos. The Ramban labels the case of Shavuos like Vadei Oka. And the Ramban ends up having to learn that our sugya, to ask such a kasha in our Gemara, our sugya is obviously assuming that Shmuel is the Loki Rav Meir. Not like the Gemara ends up saying over there that Shmuel can even go to Rav Meir because it's different over here by Onah than by Meir's case because it's Onah's Rav Vadei Ka'akar. If that were true, the Gemara couldn't have a kasha from Shavuos to Onah, like Tosfos asks. And Ramban says Mefurish that Shavuos is called Vadei Ka'akar. Take a look. You have the Ramban in Bavit Siyan and Aleph. So you have here actually two times the Ramban addresses this. One is where I gave you Mashmali, but maybe before that, look in the paragraph beginning with Shuvra Isi B'ni Muke. It's on the left side of your page. Toward the end of that paragraph, you see the Ramban writes Mefurish. Take a look at the end of the paragraph that begins with Shuvra Isi B'ni Muke Chachmei Tzrafatim. He says, "Ubedishmo nami sugyan bi'alma k'rav Yehuda lo k'rav Meir." And within Shmuel, the sugya follows Rav Yehuda, not Rav Meir. That the Shmuel is k'rav Yehuda. Bika'amar amenas shelo yishmitenu b'shvius. And what does Shmuel hold in that case? At the end of Maskanas HaGemara, what does it mean in the case shelo yishmitenu b'shvius? So that would be a case that Shmuel would hold, Gemara says, that the Tanai is Chal, right? Right? That Gemara compares that to the case of Ein Lecha Alai Onah. Says the Ramban, Vayhi Vadei Ka'akar. Oh, adds the Ramban the following. Why is it called Vadei Ka'akar? Dehayadi de'ikar Shavuos. Umasnu. Ve'af Gav de'lo yadi imifra kodem Shavuos ilo. So here the Ramban is coming la'afuke Tosfos. What did Tosfos say l'maskana in his teretz? That Shavuos is called la vadei ka'akar, and our Gemara can fit with the maskana segemar b'mitzia. That Shmuel only said in the case that it works, that tonight works, davar shebemamon works, when it's not a definite stira with the Torah. And that's also over here as well, because he could pay before. The Ramban acknowledges that, but he says it's still called vadei ka'akar. Why? The Hayadi the Ika Shavuos Umasu. The Afagav the Lo Yadi Imifra Kodim Shavuos. You don't have to know that he's not going to pay to call Vadei Ka'akar. Could be he'll pay before. But why is it called Vadei Ka'akar? So what do you see in the Ramban? Just try to get a little more out of this. What is Ramban? Well, why is it called Vadei Ka'akar? Why is it unlike Onah?
You know there's Shavuos.
You know there's Shavuos, and right now you're setting up a Tanai that is going against the halachas of the Torah. No, what about by Ona? You have a Mechira here and you're saying there shouldn't be Ona. The Torah has a din of Ona. In the Mecca. What is the difference? Yeah?
But we don't definitely know that in this sale, isn't it?
So in this sale, for all we know, there's nothing. So the whole thing is a non-issue. It's a moot issue. There's no Ona. But here, the Chov going forward is a Chov that has hovering over it this Tanai that may not end up practically going against the Torah, but the Tanai itself is against the Torah. From the moment you made the Tanai, going forward, this Chov carries with it the halacha that it should not get canceled by Shvius. That's called Vadekok. The Chov has in it the not becoming subject to Shvius halachos. It's immune to Shvius. You're making a Tanai in the Chov that it shouldn't have the cancellation of Shvius. That's Vadekok. Onah is not a function of the future. We'll see the discussion of Rabbi Kiva Eger in a second. Onah, the Tanai is a function of the past or the present. Right now, is there Onah or not? So if there's no Onah, then there's nothing here that's against the Torah. That's Shita Saramban, yeah.
Does Malvin know if there's Onah?
With what?
Does Malvin know if the bed, because if he does know, then when you say that is.
Well, he, I don't know if he knows or not. But if there is no Onah, then again, there's nothing here that's, it's not Vada. Again, could it be? Okay, yeah, it's not. The question is, it's Vada Ka'aka. So,
if he knows that it's a
bad thing. Vada Ka'aka, yeah, but the Vada Ka'aka, it's not, because if there is no, I mean, he knows.
He knows, if you want to make the time.
Is it a function of what he knows, a function of what is known? What?
The buyer has to agree to the Tanai, so.
The buyer doesn't know.
When he agrees,
we don't know. It could be there is, could be there isn't. And even if you say he knows, I don't know. I mean, I hear you're saying, but I don't know if it necessarily has to matter. If the possibility exists, as far as we can see, that there's no Onah, that's not called Vadekok. But the Ramban holds when it comes to Shvius, since going forward, the Chov is now immune to Hilchas Shvius, Hilchas Shmitas Ksafim, that's called that the Tanai is Vadai Oka the Torah. I Shema Yifra Kodem. It's not the point, but the Chov is a Chov that the halacha of the Tanai is that it should not have the halacha of Shmitas Chal on it. That's called Vadai Oka. This is how the Ramban went. And what did Tosis hold? Go back to Tosis. What did Tosis say? That the issue of Vadai Oka is this function of whether it's for sure going to meet up. We can look forward as well and say, will it meet up with a clear undermining of the Torah laws? So, by Onah, it's not clear that it will happen. By Shexus Va'ona, it's clear that it's happening. And by Shvius, it's not clear. Shema Yifakod. The Tosis is looking at not at the time of the Tanai, is this a Tanai that's being set up that has in it the standards that are incompatible with the Torah as we move forward with this Tanai? Tosis looks at it in terms of whether it's going to practically clash with the Torah. We don't know that it will. Shemin for Kodin. This is how Tosis looks at it. So therefore you look at Shvius and say, it's Gavadikok. The Ramban sees it from the perspective of the Tanai that you're imposing right now. Does it set up a situation that is right now antithetical to the Torah? So it does. Whether he'll pay before is not going to change anything. The fact is, the Chov that's defined as a Chov that's not subject to Hilchos Shemitah, that's called a Tanai that's okay the Torah. And because of this, that's the earlier part of the Ramban, he says that this Sugya Var Gemara is obviously not going with Ravana, and it's not going with the Gemara's Maskana over there that Rav can go, Shmuel can go like Rav Meir. I'm sorry, Abaye is the one who said that. Abaye says Mistav Rav Rav Meir, Shmuel Rav Yehuda in a Chinami. That would be our sugya, that Shmuel cannot go according to Rav Meir the way that this sugya reads by us, because if you're going to go with that sugya, then you have Tosus Kasha. You're going to go with the Sugyan Bamitsia that says that Shmuel only said it in a situation that it's only going to be a good Tanai by Onah because it's La Vade Ka'aka, then the kasha wouldn't have started from Shemitah. Shemitah is Vadei Karka. So why do you have a kasha to begin with? Why do you have to come out to Rabbanan? The whole Gemara doesn't start. That was Tosas' kasha. Tosas gave a teretz, l'shitasa. Tosas held that Shemitah is also called Lo Vadei Karka. You might pay before. The Rabban will say, our sugya is going that Shmuel kirev Yehuda, and therefore, no matter whether it's Vadei Karka or Vadei Karka, the halacha is Tnai Shebemamon Kaya. Even though it's a Vadei Karka, Shmuel's Shita is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Sherksus Va'ona is also going to be a valid Tnai, Davish Shebemamon. Ait Vadei Karka doesn't matter for Rabbi Yehuda. So this Gemara, this sugya, follows the perspective that Shmuel kirev Yehuda. That's according to the Ramban. And Tosis wants to work as sugya even within what the Gemara says in Babitziah, that Shmuel kirev Meir. And that's because Shemitah is like Onah, it's not like Sherksus, because it's Shema Yifakodem. Tosis looks at it in terms of what will be later. Obviously, this Machokes could always be taken to another level. What's the Shoresh Adavar? What's the, always deeper levels to understand it. But on the surface level, that's the Machokes, Ramban and Tosis. Yes?
I don't understand Shitas Rashban in the sense that Onah.
Shitas?
Rashban. Because it said Onah's Vadei Ka'aka.
Wouldn't the Rashbam say Onah is Vadei Karka? The Rashbam is explaining the problem of the Ein Bo Onah.
We're saying that Onah is for sure in the case, it's just you shouldn't be told Veya from me. The Onah that's definitely here.
One more time. Let me ask you what you're asking.
Meaning the Onah is definitely in the sale, so he's just asking for him to uproot the whole Isra of Onah.
Ein bo onah is no good. What are you asking? That it's not Vadei Ka'akar, let that also be good. That's what the Ramban actually asks here in the other paragraph. He says that even afil amnas she'ein bo should be the same thing. Is that what you're asking?
Even for amnas she'ein l'cha amayon.
Yeah.
So he's asking to be.
So he's asking the person to be mocho or no. Yeah, he's asking the person to be mocho this claim of or not.
Even amnas she'ein bo. So yeah, so the whole iser is being uprooted, but the or not is still in the case. So
isn't
that
Vadei Karka? It may not have Ona. That's why it's not Vadei Karka. But if it might not have Ona, so right now, this Tanai is not against the Torah. You're saying the fact that you want to set up a Mechira that without Ona, you think why it's not called Vadei Karka, even if it's relative to the past. That's what you're asking. What's the distinction for the Ramban? Anybody? So let's come back to this point. So let's try to understand better. Why is it different? The Ramban takes for granted that the case of Shemitah is Vadei Karka da yada di ikashvius umasnu. So what is the fact that it might not have Onah going to help with that? Asking Umaisa, you want this Mechira not to have Onah, even if there really is no Onah, but you want the Mechira not to have the din Onah. Why is it not called Vadei Karka? Because according to the Torah, every Mechira should have a din Onah. Know what we both say? What do you say? What seems to be the difference, though? The difference seems to focus on whether the Tanai is a Sha'avar. So at this point in time, if there's no Onah, then we can say right now that the Tanai is not Vadei Karka. We don't know. It might not be Onah. So if there's no Onah, then the fact that you made such a Tanai is not going to change anything. You're not going to make it a Vadei Karka. The fact is, it may not be Onah. The Shvius, the fact that you pay is not going to help you because the Tanai has to do with the future. This is, I think, how the Stipler takes it. We'll look at Rabbi Kivega's Lashon in a second. I think that's what's much of Rabbi Kivega as well. But the Stipler quotes the Ramban, the Stipler that I went to yesterday. He says, Haramban Zal Bebamatsia, he quotes the sentence that we just had, Hayadi Deika Shvius Umasnu. Right? They know that there's Shvius, and they're making the condition anyway. But Sarach Bir, the Mabakach the Yadu Deika Shvius. But Lo Yadu Shehe Kanakira. They don't know that there's going to be a contradiction to Shemitah. Maybe he'll pay before, like Tosis says. The Ein Kan Vade Ka'akar. Venira HaBeir, says the stipler. The Davka Ba'ona, Kishemacharo Bedinar. Ba'omer Aminas Ke'en L'chalai Ona, Davi Tnai Dilisha Avar. It's a Tnai that's going back in time. Whether right now, you know, does the commodity have Ona? Din Be'emes, Shava Osen Dabim Shepasku, if it's really worth the amount that we stipulated, Ein B'machira Zu Shum Chalos Kinyon Shelo Kedin. So right now, you don't see any chalos kinyan that is against the Torah. Therefore, it's not Vadei Karka. Because if there's no onah, there's nothing here in this chalos kinyan, and it might not have onah. So if it doesn't have onah, then it's not Vadei Karka. However, ba'amunas shotesh neshviyas, shutnai ala haba, right, it's going forward, but there a few hecha shebesof yol yavo l'toras hashmita won't come on to shmita because he can pay before. Mikomakom asu chalos chiyuv l'shalem shelo k'torah. In this tonight, you're creating an obligation on this person's part to have to pay against the Torah. The Torah would say he doesn't have to pay. Dainu ach hashmita. Then he says, "Usvara kein zeh kasev Rabbi Kiva Eger bechidusha b'metzia," which we'll now go to as well. I want to look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, but does this help? In other words, that's how he focuses it. The onah, because it's about what is right now. He calls it the past, but basically it's right now. And since it might not have onah, so you can't say that there's a chalos kinyan here shelo k'torah. Not vade that way. What he knows. What he doesn't. But we don't know. Whereas here, whether he'll pay before is not going to change, but the fact is the chalos kinyan, you're now setting up an arrangement that this person will be mechuyev to pay post shvius, and the Torah would say he's not mechuyev. So even if he does possibly pay before, but that's called vadei karka. Avitosus, vadei karka means that you know for sure at the point that, you know, wherever that point is, that there's going to be a clash. But if there's going to be a possibility that it won't clash down the road, that's called la vadei karka. That seems to be the Machokis Tosis and the Ramban. Yeah.
You're
asking in the Ramban or Tosis? Which way? Yes.
Just on the idea of on Shemitah, that if he's able to pay before,
he could pay before. He might pay before.
So then why is it Vadei Akar?
So the Rabban would say it's Vadei Akar because right now you're setting up an arrangement of a chov that is immune to Shemitah, that would have to be repaid even after Shemitah. That is Vadei Akar. That arrangement, that status that you're now setting up in this chov that it should not get affected by Shemitah, that's Vadei Akar. Therefore, Shmuel should in fact be molded by Shemitah. Elamai, Shmuel k'Rav Yehuda. As Sugya goes with the other approach, the Shmuel really doesn't go with Rav Meir, and therefore it won't matter. Shekhsis is also that way. One second. What's that?
How does that idea of Onah going in the past work? Like, how are we saying that?
Because because everything is a function of right now and the present, whether there is or isn't onah, therefore the fact that it might not have onah is a way of saying it's not vadei akar. Whereas if it's a tonight that's going to depend on what's going forward, the fact that the arrangement that you set up going forward is inconsistent with the Torah, that's called vadei akar according to Rambam.
Is it that we're saying that we only determine onah once the deal has already been made?
The onah is in the sale price right now. The sale price is or isn't more than what it should be. So therefore, the fact that it might not be, it might be exactly what you said, it might be worth exactly what you said, means it's la vadei akar. With Shemitah, everybody knows that there's a Shemitah and whether you pay or not is not the point, but you know that the Shemitah should cancel and you're setting it up that it shouldn't cancel.
What if everyone knows though, not Sage and Bamatsia, if everyone knows, even the buyer and the mocher both know, everyone knows though, not. Would it not be Shema anymore? Or are we still, like, Derech Klal, Shema?
you know you're paying, you know you're paying overpaying. I don't know what that means. It's a whole different case. It's not we're talking. You know, I'm telling you, I'm overcharging you three times the amount of the price, and you want to pay for it. I mean, I don't know. That's a different issue. I mean, here, where the whole point is, Let's look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because as the type we noted already, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, without quoting the Ramban, he takes issue with Tosfos, and he assumes like we just saw in the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but he also explains it. But he has an interesting kasha from Ksuva, which I don't understand. In his type, I don't understand his kasha. But let's see what he says. Because you see the Ramban, the Ramban's approach to Badei Akar is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger assumes as well. The first part of the piece. He goes on the Tosfos and Bamitzia, which is similar to our Tosfos, just to take another look at that. Tosfos and Bamitzia, when the Gemara says, Le'avohacha mi'emed de ka'akar, that's the reason why Shmuel can go like Rav Meir. U'beperakam demakis, the parach u'shmuel mi'ona l'shvi'is. So Tosfos is asking, how can the Gemara ask a kasha, ona l'shvi'is? Aye, shvi'is is different because it's Badei Akar. Says Tosfos Hasan b'shvius nami lo yada de ka'akar de emar yifra lo kodim shvius. Yep, Tosfos same thing as by us. So the Kiverga comments as follows. So Tosfos is assuming that the fact that he could pay first makes it classified as la vadayoka. Tamuali. Dalachora kasha eich aminan Shmuel amar nada am yafil kara meir dacha miyemar da'akar. He says, if you're going to make Shmuel go like Rav Meir, because of this distinction that you're making, that Rav Meir's case of Sheikh Suus is Vadei Akar, and Shmuel's case of Onah is La Vadei Akar, and you're going to compare the Onah La Vadei Akar to the case of what of Shemitah. So if you're going to do that, then I have another case you should also compare to Onah, and which is like Shemitah, and that's Ksuva. This is interesting. Again, we're going to come back and see. I have a problem with this kasha, but I don't understand it. But let's just see what he does here. If this is true, if Tosfos is correct, he's going to ask a kasha and Tosfos and try to prove, therefore, that the Ramban must be correct, without quoting the Ramban by name, because of what he's now about to ask. If this is true, that you're going to compare Shemitah to Onah and say, because he could pay first, it's called Nad Vadei Akar, and Shmuel can go like Rav Meir. Then Amai Sava Rab Meir Biksuvis Biksuva Tanai Bato. If a person makes a Tanai regarding the Ksuva, they shouldn't pay the Ksuva or should give less than the amount the Torah requires them to give for the amount of the Ksuva. So he wants to play around with the Ksuva as well, make a Tanai on the Ksuva. So the Gemara says if Ksuva is Doraisa, it'd be the same thing as Sher Ksus, the Gemara says. The according to Rab Meir, can you say Almanas Engel Chalai Sher Ksus? No, Tano Bato. Where it says so too, if Ksuva Doraisa, if you want to make a Tanai to take away the amount that you're pledging for the Ksuva, that you machayev yourself for the Ksuva, that would be a similar invalid Tanai. But in fact, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to Tosfos, who compares Shemitah to Onah, and says that it's unlike the case of Sher Ksus, it's like the case of Onah, and Rabbi Meir would agree that by Shemitah, it would be a valid Tanai, just like by Onah be a valid Tanai, because it's La Vadei Akar. Why? Because Shema Yifra Kodem, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger knew. So how can the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Meir, if I make a Tanai in the Ksuva, not to give her the full amount of the Ksuva, you can't make such a Tanai, the same way Rabbi Meir, you can't make a Tanai by Sher Ksus. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no. Halo Havi Vadei Akar. Why not? The Shema Tamus He Kodem. Shema Tomas he coded. Maybe what down the road, maybe that chiyuv will not materialize, because maybe she'll predeceive him. The same way you say by Shvius that it's not Vadei Akar, the way Tosfos is learning, it's not Vadei Akar. Why? Because Shema Yifra coded. So we should say by Ksuva that it shouldn't be viewed as an invalid tonight for Rav Meir. It's different than Sher Ksus. Here it's Vadei Akar. Here it's not Vadei Akar. Why? Because Shema Tomas he coded. This is his kasha. So because it is kasha, he says, I must be the Tosfos is not correct in how he's defining his terms of Vadei Akar, La Vadei Akar. And he proceeds to say essentially what Ramban holds. But let's see how he explains it. That the Gemara's svara of lav vadeokar is specific to what? To ona. It cannot be extended to the case of shvius based on Tosa's svara that he might pay first. What's the difference? As Rabbi Kiva again, alkoch tzarach lomar, the dafka ona. Dehi nosa delisha avar. This is what the Stiper was saying. He quoted Rabbi Kiva also saying this point. The nosa delisha avar. It's something that's a function of the past. The im be'emes bechefet zu eina ona. If in truth there is no ona here at the moment, ein shaychus tzarak yirkal. There is no association of any connection to be okay the Torah. It never got off the ground. Any notion of akiras ba Torah because there is no ona. So there's nothing to talk about. We can't get to first base here in terms of being okay. It's called lava de oka. There may not be ona at all. Masha enkin b'ksuva. Why does the Gemara view the case of a person making t'nai to be poches miksuva that according to Rav Meir wouldn't work? If ksuva deraisa wouldn't work to make such a t'nai. To have his feka, dilma yamos hu kodem. He might die first and then be machoy the ksuva. The athim yizdan is shetamos hu kodem. But even if it could be that she'll die first, mikol makom, kevan de b'shas hatnai, at the time of the t'nai, haya gam kein hamitzius behipuch. Now, we recognize at that time the possibility, the real possibility, that what could also be, that who might die first, the man, the Shema Yomosu Kodem. So therefore, what do we call this? La Vadeyakar or Vadeyakar? Vadeyakar. Mikri Vadeyakar, Bemed Okeres Zechusa, Dim Yomos Kodem, Shalotego Ksuva. You're being Oker the Zechus that she has, that if he'll die first, that she should get ksuva, and now you're taking that away, even though it could be she'll die first. But that's called vadeyaka. Umikiven shekein. So if that's correct by ksuva, says Rabbi Kiveger, so then what comes back to shavius? What would you say now by shavius? Is la vadeyaka or vadeyaka? Vade. Kiven shekein gabi shavius, mikri gamkin vadeyaka. Why? Kiven the suffik piron who? Kiven the suffik piron who suffik the lahaba. The suffik piron that Tosis is discussing, he might pay, is a suffik not in the present or in the past, is a suffik of the future. True, he might pay first, but we are setting it up right now that there is a possibility they won't pay, and he won't have to, and he'll be putter from paying, and now you want him to have to pay after Shvius. That's Vadayok of the Torah. So suffik piron suffik the lahaba, the ain hefrish being suvul Shvius. And it goes on. So Mikiveger is obviously assuming. Dulokitosis, again, he didn't quote the Ramban, but this is the Ramban. Ramban said that Shvius is called Vadi Akar because everyone knows Shvius is supposed to cancel the debt, and you want to set up a situation that Shvius would not potentially cancel the debt. It could be that it won't come down to that. Lo Mishaneh, but the T'nai is a T'nai that's Oker the Torah. And what's his. Okay, so L'chor we have here Rabbi Kiv Eger pushing the side of the Ramban, Dulokitosis. Okay, so it's an interesting machlokes that you see. You have to know how ultimately what it keeps tracking down to, what's traceable to. I'm sure there's all kinds of layers here. But Tosis would look at things from the perspective of down the road, would there be a for sure clash? If not, then it's called Lav Adiyak. The same way, not Lav Adiyak, Shvius is also Lav Adiyak. Kidega says, like the Ramban seems to say, that Ona is different because it's about the past. Therefore, it could be there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing here that's against the Torah. But here, when you're setting it up for the going forward, then if you're setting up such an arrangement that would deprive the Lova of becoming putter from the Chov Shvius, even if he'll pay first, possibly. But that's called Vadayak. Good. Rabose, what I need help with, I am asking your help here, is Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha from Ksuva. Rabbi Kiveger is comparing Suva to Shvius. And he says the fact that the Gemara can tell us that according to Rabbi Meir, a T'nai in the Ksuva, to be poches in the Ksuva, will not work, just like Sheikh Suzvaona doesn't work, would show me my interpretation of Vadei Akar and not Tosus' interpretation of Vadei Akar. Because according to Tosus' interpretation of Vadei Akar, that he would say that by Shvius it's Lav Adiyaka because he might pay first, so too by Ksuva, because by Ksuva she might die first. That's what Mikveger's Kasha Ksuva. Both say, Lenir's Daiti, L'chora, there's a world of difference, even within Tosis, between Shemitah, Shema Yifra Kodem, and Ksuva, Shema Thomas Hikodem. the world of difference. Tosis Achara shouldn't be bothered by this kasha of Mikiv Eger from Ksuba. But think about it. Shemitah, the halacha of Shemitah is that Shemitah cancels a chov when Shemitah comes. It could be okay before Shemitah, and therefore there is no clash that's inevitable here between the chov and Shemitah because he might pay first. That's what Tosa said. That halacha is Shemitah cancels a chov in Shemitah. Ksuva is not the pshat that there's a chi of ksuva when the chi of ksuva only exists when, if and when it matures to the point that it should be collected. Chi of ksuva is a chi that exists at the time of the nesuit. Let's imagine they live 70 years together, husband and wife, and Lamaisa, she dies first. So what? Igoi Milsa, they live without a ksuva? Because it never came to be a chiv to pay the ksuva. I don't understand. The chiv ksuva, but I don't understand Pasha, what the comparison is. The chiv ksuva exists at the time of the marriage. Okay, there are terms, and there's the chiv would only require the Baal to pay under such circumstances. If he dies first, if he is megarish her. But the chiv ksuva is already here. There's a chiv ksuva to pay under those circumstances from the time of the marriage. So when you want to set up a situation of a marriage that the ksuva should not be what the Torah said, I understand the Shema Tamasi Kodim, but that's still called Vadayoka. It's different than Shemitah. By Shemitah, Tosis is telling us that even though I'm telling you that you should pay me even after Shemitah, but since when the contradiction is only going to be relative to the point where Shemitah would have what to say here, which doesn't exist yet, when Shemitah and the Chov come together, then Shemitah cancels the Chov. So it says it, not that Akar. But here the Akar is right now, because the Chiv Ksuva exists on the, you know, with the terms of the Ksuva. So even for Tosfos, Ksuva is different than the case of Shemitah. The Eger is assuming that the fact that you see by Ksuva that Rameir would not allow such a Tanai, that proves my Yisod, that Vade Karkar is only, La Vade Karkar is only Ona. And any time you're speaking about the future, that's automatically Vade Karkar. Because you see by Ksuva, so too by Shemitah. There's a difference. Shemitah, nothing is Chal yet until Shemitah comes. But Ksuva is Chal right now. I don't understand exactly Chor the Raya of Kiv Eger. No, anyone will help out here. But said, yeah, my problem. What?
Yeah, maybe you could say that it goes like the Mishnah Kama, that since even though right now Shemitah is not buying, eventually it will apply, so therefore Shemitah
is chal now. Shemitah is halacha, chov of, it comes Shemitah. That's when Shemitah speaks to the chov. I understand the Ramban's point is still valid. I understand the Ramban's shita. I just don't know the proof from Ksuva. The Ramban can hold that we are setting up a chov that should not be subject down the road to Hilchas Shemitah, that's called Vadayokar, because you might pay first, but you're setting up a chov that should not have the din of Shemitah when the time comes. That's Shitas Ramban. But to prove it from Ksuva? Ksuva is halacha for right now, that he's mechayev himself in Ksuva. So Tosis would for sure agree by Ksuva that's a problem in the Tanai, that you can't deprive her of the, even though it could be Shema Tamas Kodim, but that wouldn't change the Vade Okar of Ksuva. Right now you want to Okar the halacha of Ksuva, which is the halacha that you have to pay a Ksuva. You're living with a Chiv Ksuva that has details. Here the whole halacha is Shemitah cancels a Chol b'Shemitah. So I understand the Ramban and Rabbi Kivega could still hold that's called Vade Okar as well, because it's a Tanai de Lahaba that the Chov should not be subject to Hilchas Shemitah later on. That's Vade Okar. But to prove it from Ksuva, how do you prove it? Tosis would agree to Ksuva, because there it's not like Shemitah. There the halach of, there's a din of Chiv Ksuva as of now. And you want to change that Chiv that it shouldn't be what the Torah said. The fact that it may not come to you know, to fruition in terms of the details. But it's still vade akar from that perspective, that you want to change the chiksu, but that's already exists. No.
You can't say that even though right now shmius doesn't apply, since it eventually will apply, so I'm afraid it applies now.
What do you mean unfair? What does that mean? Unfair applies now. What is
like
what
if you have a loan that's going over 7 years, so that the date of Shemitah is on that loan?
I don't know. I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know. You're saying words. You understand that.
I was going to like we said by the Lishna Kama, that even though that right now Shemitah doesn't, but it's not considered the Ligosh, eventually it will be considered the
Ligosh.
Yeah. So therefore, since our loan is subject to a Ligosh, it will be subject to Ligosh, then it's Badai Akar.
Okay.
No, you can't.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying. I'm not saying yes or no. Okay, you can sweat on it a little bit. I don't know. I don't understand the Kibegis Kash. I don't know. I feel bad. I don't know. I don't understand.
Are you trying to imply that in the case of Ksuba that it's that's not about that?
I think that Tosus would have no problem with the case of Ksuba. Even for Tosus, who says the word by Shmita, the Lav Adiokan, because he can pay before. But before Shemitah comes, but Tosis would certainly be moda in the case of a mayor where he wants to be poches bechiv from the ksuba now, even though it's possible that it won't come lemaisa, that he'll have to pay the ksuba, because she could die first. But to simply change the chiyuv, the nature of the chiyuv right now, the chiyuv ksuba exists now, and you want to change the chiyuv to be less than, even though practically speaking, you may have to pay that ksuba. But to change the terms of the chiyuv that exists for you right now, it's called vade yonka. I mamish don't know what I'm missing.
Is that a possibility? Shami yonkor.
The chiyuv, there's a chiyuv. The baal has a chiyuv ksuba. The baal is machayiv himself in ksuba when he gets married. And now you want to change that. That's vade yonka. The fact that she could die first, what does that matter?
I can say that with Kesuba, even though the Chov starts with Nisuyan, it doesn't matter. I mean,
the Chov
starts when you get married.
There's a Chiv, this Chiv that takes effect right now.
But the Chov has no value until it gets actualized. So then, therefore, it's not bringing it until you accumulate the actualization of the Chov.
But if you're Oker, the Kesuba is a halacha that you machayv yourself that. Chiyuv, that is depending on what's going to happen later on. But that chiyuv, you're altering that chiyuv, that's vade yonka. Oh, leave it. Let's come back over to yesterday's inyan. Let's work backwards. We ended yesterday with Iksos, so let's go back to Iksos, because Iksos uses our Tosis to answer his kasha. Then we'll see again what we said, maybe in our way to answer Tosis' kasha. Iksos has a very interesting kasha. Let's go back to Iksos there in Simon Samach Zayin, right? Okay, so the halacha is passed in Shulchan Aruch, as you can see, Sif Tes, Samach Zayin Tes. Hamar v'schavero v'hisme imo shalot kashmitenu shviis, hareze nishmat. If you use a phrase in your tnai of shalot kashmitenu shviis, it doesn't carry weight, and the shviis will cancel the chov. Avo im hisme imo shalot yashmit hu chov ze afil bishviis. This is the Lashon HaRambam he's quoting here. Hisna imo shelo yashmin hu chov zeh afil bishvius. We'll come back to the Lashon afil bishvius. I think there's something there as well to note. If you use the Lashon shelo yashmin hu chov zeh afil bishvius to know kayim, then the tonight's valid. Nimsa shechiv atzmi b'mamet shelo chivas el Torah shelo chayim. Lashon HaRambam. So the psak halacha is, like the Agamar comes out, that if you use the phraseology of relating to the person, to the chov, to the love, so then it's a valid tonight. Hagah, the chenim kasa b'shtar loshen pikadon ena mishametes. So the Ramah adds b'shem the marik, as you can see from the marik. Interesting chidush. If you wrote in the shtar hova loshen pikadon ena mishametes, the lochi kasa loshen pikadon shelo yishamet. It's not only if you said explicitly a tonight of almenas. There's a whole shaila here. We didn't get into any of this. Do you need hilchas hatnayim? Tanayim usually require tanay kafel. That's generally. So what about this? A whole discussion about this in Achronim. But this Marik is saying that clearly any indication, any gilui das on the part of the person, the malveh, that he does not want this chov to get canceled b'shmita, is sufficient. You don't need to say mefurish al menas shelo yashmit hu chov zeh. If you write in the shtar lashon pikadon, now pikadon of course doesn't get canceled b'shvias, only a halva does. By using a lashon pikadon in the shtar halva, you are clearly conveying that you do not want this chov to be canceled. So that's also good enough. Good. That's the Ramah b'shem the Marik. Vektik zos. Then I have a stira between the top of Amud Beis, Gimel Beis and Makis, and the middle of Gimel Beis. Part one of Gimel Beis discusses a case of a person who extends a loan for Eser Shanin. So does Shvius cancel the chov or not? Because after all, at the time of Shemitah, you anyway couldn't collect it. The time is not up. So the first lashon of the Gemara says, but nevertheless, since it could come with Ego Yigos at the 10-year point, therefore, Shvius will cancel the debt and he won't owe the money after 10 years. Second lashon of the Gemara says, no, since it's not Lo Yigos at the time of Shemitah, there's no halach of Shamot and the chov does not get canceled. The chov will not get canceled. That's the shaila in the Gemara. Astik sos. Every time you have a person who extends a chov to Eser Shanim, implicit in that is what? I want to get paid in 10 years, right? I'm telling you, 10 years, you owe me 10 years. So that should be identical with what the Ramah brings, B'Shem the Marik, that if a person writes in Shtar Alva, Lashon Pikadon, which is a way of saying I don't want the chov to get cancelled, that's the same thing as making a t'nai that Lo Yishbetenu Hu B'Shvius. So then, if that's the case, I have a simple reason why the chov should not get cancelled. Namely, because it's no different than a person made a t'nai, I'm not Lo Yishbetenu Hu B'Shvius. So why does the first lashon of the Gemara have to say the reason why it's not canceled? Because sof asir idei lo yigos. It's not going to get canceled because I made it tonight. By saying you owe me 10 years, like saying that you're going to pay me even after Shvius. And the second lashon says that Shvius is mishamit. What do you mean? How could it be mishamit? What does the second lashon hold? Or the other way? Which backwards? Which is it? The first lashon says Shvius is mishamit because it's going to come with ego yigos. Right? The second lashon says Shvius is not mishamit. Why is Shvius not mishamit? Because it's not lo yigos. Why do you have to say that? Say a different reason. Why is it not mishamit? Because I made it tonight. And how can the first lashon say that Shvius is Mishamit? It shouldn't be Mishamit, because I made it tonight. That's the kasha. The kasha is, in other words, on the first lashon, why is it true Shvius Mishamit Tasso? It should be the same as the person made it tonight, that Lo Yishbetenu Shvius. And the second lashon, the Gemara says that it's the reason why Shvius is not Mishamit is because it's not, at the time of Shemitah, collectible. Forget that reason. It's not going to be canceling the debt, because I made it tonight. So is kasha. So the Ksos has a very interesting suggestion to answer this question. So says, in light of what we see in our Tosfos, the Tos had a kasha in our Gemara, how could they have a kasha on Shmuel by Shmita that says the Tanai doesn't work? From the case of Onah, the Shmuel says that you can make a Tanai in Cholai Onah. By Onah, it's Lav Vadayaka. And by Shvius, Tosis had in the kasha, it's called Vadayaka. Tosis gives the teretz that no, Shvius is called La Vadayaka. Why? Because Shema Yifra Koda. So therefore, the Gemara has a good kasha. So it's exos, yeah. That's in a case where you make it tonight, Shkoi Tashmiteini B'Shvius, but you could pay before Shvius. So therefore, it's called Lav Vadayaka. And therefore, the Tanai would work. Umaskana Sagamar, in the case of Shmuel, that's what the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, but Umaskana, in the case it does work, it's called Avade Akar, just like Shmuel holds by Ona, because he might pay first. Just like so, but if I make a Tanai for 10 years, so he's not going to prepay, he's not due till 10 years. Right? So it comes out that this Tanai, even if you want to call it a Tanai, you want to call it a Tanai like the Marmot, it's no different than saying Pikado. But in this case, it's for sure going to contradict the Torah. He's not paying before 10 years. So it's Vadayaka. So Mitzvah tonight can't work because it would be a Vadayaka case. That's the Chab of the Xos. Using Tosfos' logic that the only reason Shmuel should allow the tonight to work by Shvius is because it's like Onah. It goes like Rameir, and it's called Vadayaka because he can pay first. That's in the case where he could pay first. If I'm telling you 10 years, call that a tonight. Call it a tonight. Clearly, he wants him to pay. You don't have to say tonight mefurish. Granted. But in this case, it's a vadayaka. Because he's not paying before Shvius. He's paying in 10 years. It's after Shvius. So it's vadayaka. That's success. Good. Nice. Nice teretz. Says the Stipler, same simon. All this is well and good according to what? According to Tosis. Tosis holds that Vadayakar, Avadayakar would play out by Shemitah, and you would call Shemitah, in a normal case of Shemitah, of a Tanai, what would you call it? Lavadayakar. Why? Because he could pay first. But what did the Ramban hold? That since you're setting up a chov that shouldn't have Shemitah cancel it, that's called Vadayakar, right? So then you don't have this Teretz of Ixos. So then the Kasha comes back. How could you make a Tanai? How could you say that the Eser Shanim that maybe you say according to the second lashon, according to the first lashon of Gemara Shvius is Mishamit? What do you mean? It's like you made a Tanai that Shvius isn't Mishamit, and the Teretz that Ksos gave would not work for the Ramban, because Ramban says it's always called Vadayakar. Elamai, if you hold like Rehuda, it should be the same thing. No, you lost the Teretz of the Ksos. So the Stipler goes with the Mahalach that we had yesterday, that we spoke out. That, what does it mean to make a Tanai for the person that Shvius is a Mishamet? If the Chov comes, Shvius comes and cancels the Chov, so he asks his Pater, what do you want the Mogobah to do exactly? So the way that they're medayik from the Lashon Rambam, the way that the Rechonim are medayik, the Rambam seems to be saying he's machayev himself in something shelo chiva Torah bo. Namely, what does that mean? That it's a new eschayvus. You're basically telling him to what? To machayev himself a new eschayvus. Maybe he made a kinyan, whatever it is. What the kinyan will be, we don't know. But somehow there'll be a new eschayvus. That's the nature of the Tanai. I let that as chayvus be canceled by Shvius. So you have to say, it goes like those shittas that say what? Machokas Rishon, we said yesterday, that as chayvus is like a kofas chanus, it's like credit. It doesn't get canceled by Shvius. That's why the Tanai of Almanaski or Tenishvius works, because you created as chayvus, and as chayvus will not be subject to Dine Shvius. Says the Stipler, all this is true in a normal case of Almanaski or Tenishvius, the Shvius. But if you didn't make the Tanai that way, you made the Tanai by saying, I'm lending you for 10 years. That means that in 10 years you owe me money. Says the Stipler, you know what that's like? If there'd be, let's say, a case of credit, credit is a kafas chanus, we say doesn't get canceled by Shvius, according to most Tanoim, right? But if I create a chov out of that credit, that balance that you owe me is now set up to, now we're going to call it a chov. Now you owe me that credit, that balance. Then Shvius comes along and cancels it. If when you say 10 years, you're trying to create a schaivus, but that schaivus has now been converted into a chov. It's called zakfan ala b'milve. There could be all kinds of balance that you owe a person for whatever, you owe a worker for doing work. But then you can take that balance and say, okay, we're viewing it now as a chov. Zakfan b'milve, now it's like IOU. We make it into a chov. Once it converts into a chov, Shvius kicks in and can cancel it. It started out as something other than halva. But it can become alva once we both establish it to be alva. That's what zakfan alav milvi. There can be all kinds of outstanding balances that one person owes another. But once we decide, okay, now we'll view it as alva, it becomes alva. So by saying 10 years is when you owe me, even if it's a way of saying a tanai, that you become chayiv to mechayiv yourself after shvius, but that is chayivus has now been converted into a milvah by saying you owe me 10 years. So then what's going to happen? A chob that you're establishing to be chayiv as a milvah, shvius will be able to cancel. That's the Stipler's solution, even according to the Ramban, for example, who doesn't accept, even according to those who don't accept the chiluk of Tosfos with Vadei Okar, you have another answer to Ksosos Kasha. What did we want to say yesterday in response to Ksosos Kasha? We wanted to say that what really is this tonight in our sugya? What is this tonight? The Lashon HaGemara is Masna al Masha Kasva Torah Dover Shebemamon. The Lashon HaRambam Dover Shebemamon. The way that these Achronim are learning, the tonight is you are pledging to mechayev yourself a new eschayevus. Why is that called Masna Mashakasa Batorah? The Torah does what it does. It cancels a chov, and you're machayiv yourself a new eschayivus. Why is it called Masna Mashakasa Batorah? The lesson of the Rabbeinu Peretz that we saw is, what am I saying? That you should pay me, even though Shemitah is coming. You should pay me. There's a lesson of Me'iri Ke'en's there also. Apparently, what you see in our Gemara is that there is a T'nai that says to the person, you will not conduct yourself according to Hilchos Shemitah. Lashon of Tosfos Shans also that way. The Lashon of Tosfos Shans here is Lo tishpitenu ata b'shvius shlo tehe noeg b'chov zeh din hashmat ha-shvius. That's the words of the Rishonim. No fancy Lashon of his new eschayvus. So what does it mean? If the chov gets canceled, it's canceled. Lo tehe noeg b'chov. Elamai, the Yisod that we brought out from Rav Nachum. What is Shemitah's Ksofim? It didn't make the chov disappear. Chov means mamoni gabach. There is money that I have by you. I lend you something, I have a right to get back the chefetz I gave you. By money, it's not the same money. But I gave you money, I normally have a right to get back money in exchange of what I gave you. Chov normally comes with a koach of a malva over the lova, a koach to be toveya, and the lova is mechuyif to pay back the chov. What happens by Shemitah's Ksafim is the Chov remains what it is, but everything that flows from it in terms of the claim and the ability of the Malva to come in and to access the Chov, to collect, to lord over the Lova, to be able to extract payment, and because of that the Lova is Mechuyev to pay, that gets erased. But the Chov itself remains. That's why you can speak about being Marzeh Chov B'Shvius, and it could be something praiseworthy. That entire template that the Torah imposes on the chov, that's the halacha shmitas ksafin. But that's called davish b'mamon. That's called davish b'mamon. And because davish b'mamon is up to people to make decisions about, so if you're holding, you can make a tonight davish b'mamon, let's say like Rabbi Yehuda, let's say Zgafa de Ka'akar, Lactosis, whatever it is, the deal was you are surrendering that schus of mamon that you have, that you become putter as a result of Shavuos, that you won't have to pay me, that I lose my koach to be tovea you. That's what's happening. It's a t'nai shebemamon, like the Lashon HaGemara, to override the Torah, and it works. The Lashon HaRambam was, you should not pay me, you should, shvotesh b'teni ata, afilu b'shavuos. What's that afilu b'shavuos? If we're talking about a new t'nai, then the whole t'nai is that you're going to pay, you machayv yourself after Shavuos for another loan, another chiyuv. What's Even b'shvius. The answer is, the Ramba means, no matter what, you're going to pay me the chov. Even if shvius comes, come what may, you're paying me anyway. You're not conducting yourself in accordance with shvius. If that's what's going on, could be the only way that you can have such a t'nai, is if the t'nai itself acknowledges, even if it's indirect, that there's shvius, but it shouldn't be subject to shvius. Pikadon is by definition not subject to Shavuos. But if I just use a lashon that says, pay me in 10 years. Okay, very good. Pay me 10 years. Good. There's a chov that's due in 10 years. Good. But there's a halach of Shemitah. Comes Shemitah, cancels the chov. There's nothing in a t'nai, in a chob of 10 years that says, I want you to conduct yourself not in accordance with Hilchah Shemitah. There's a chob of 10 years. Good, Shemitah comes and takes it away. Shalom Yisrael, that's the way it works. A chob is a chob, and the Torah comes and erases and cancels the tviyas hamalve on the chob. It's only if I use a lashon that directly speaks to the idea that the Torah's system should not exist. If I use a lashon berenizah, also okay. Bikadon is also good. Then it would be that would be sufficient. There are other rayos, I think, as well, maybe to this, but we'll also see it again in the next sugya too. So nefesh, and we'll see more in the same idea. Okay. Chevron, want to have a mincha?